Our names are the gifts our parents give us when we were born, containing their expectations and good wishes for us. Our names may represent our culture and serve as the symbol that we show ourselves to the world. A Chinese study says that the preference Chinese people hold towards their names is closely related to the level of happiness they feel. Well, is it true? Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so they found that, there is an amount of satisfaction that goes with your name. And how they did this is they used twins. So 152 identical twins, these are the ones that have the same genes, okay? And then 152 fraternal twins. These are twins that have, I guess, half the same genes, all right? So 50% same genes between the two kids, okay? So this offers basically a comparison for genes, whether genes has to do with whether you like the name.
Makes sense.
Right. And so what they found is 47%, I guess, whether or not they like their name comes from a genetic factor. And this is based off their parent, who plays a great role in their growth, okay? Then they found 53% get it from external factors. These are like environmental factors, things like social and economic status of their families. Okay, but at the same time, a name in the Western society is a bit different than a name here in China, right? Do you guys want to talk about that?
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah. Names?
Names. Different names.
Well, there are different ways our names are made. For instance, my name, Lai Ming, Luo Lai Ming, the middle name Lai, is a generation name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been preset even before I was born. Mm-hmm. I remember finding a secret book in my grandpa's reading room, and the book contains all the names for each generation in the family. And I remember the name for my son or daughter is Xian.
Cool.
And, so that's all been after decided.
That, and then after that, I've been forever thinking about how I should name my child, because it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I guess so. So everybody in your generation, in your family, would one character there. And then you get the free choice of the other characters if you want to put into your name. Yes. And but do you agree with this that... you know, liking your name would actually make you more happy?
Well, that very much depends on who you ask. And I mean, as I understand from our research here, Chinese names, and kind of like what Lai Ming had said, is maybe a lot of them come from historic milestones or family inspiration or major events. I think, you know, for me, I would say I love my name for reasons probably very similar to Lai Ming talking about his. It's so associated with my family. Like Ryan is, I believe it's Irish, it's Celtic, right? That's what Price is as well. My dad got to name me, he chose my name, and it's Ryan. I think it sounds cool, but above that, it's my ancestors have been having that name for so long, so that was really cool. And then for my sister, my mom loves France. She spent so much time in France, and so she chose for my sister's name, Dominique. Which is a French name. Yeah, so I think we name whatever we think sounds cool, but sometimes it comes from a family basis. Regardless, I think for me, the percentage that really weighs strong on whether or not I like my name is my family's influence.
Yeah, I think it's part of lineage, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah,
and
for
it's
sure.
Something that's given to you by people that are so dear to you. And then for your whole life, if you choose to keep that name, then it's always something to remind you of where you're from, family ancestors, and all those things.
But you chose, so you have your Chinese name, but then you also chose a English name, correct?
Oh, you're giving out
so much. So, you know, that's also something
that's
I think is interesting.
Yeah, I
have a little question about the theory here.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering whether this gene has to do with the name specifically. I'm wondering if there's a particular type of gene that makes people feel happy about whatever is about them or whatever is around them. So is that particular gene that makes them more satisfied with the names or more satisfied with the story that I'm telling or with the food that they're eating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And also maybe it's only a reflection. If you like your name, that you maybe have high self-esteem, that you have good feelings about yourself.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
And your name.
Which I do think is essential in achieving happiness to some degree. Yeah.
And it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Well, have a wonderful weekend. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.